World News from the BBC. There are reports from several cities in Iran of more clashes between anti-government protesters and the police, including in the capital, Tehran. Images have appeared on social media showing protesters hurling petrol bombs at security forces. According to officials, at least 35 people have been killed since the unrest began 8 days ago. A judge in Brazil has banned President Jair Bolsonaro from using public buildings to record party political broadcasts ahead of next Sunday's general election. Earlier this week, Mr. Bolsonaro made a controversial live online address from the library of his official residence in Brasilia. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, explains why Mr. Bolsonaro has been urging voters to support him in the poll.
All opinion polls consistently for the past 2 months show the president stuck with a 32-33% of the vote, one-third of people supporting him. And the opponent, the front-runner, is the former left-wing president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, with 45-47%. If he doesn't get 50% of valid vote, there will be a second round the last Sunday of October. But everyone expects President Bolsonaro to be defeated. And many people say that explains why he's breaking the rules and pushing the boundaries a bit.
The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has said the military will be deployed to help the province of Nova Scotia recover from damage caused by Tropical Storm Fiona. Help has been offered to the other four provinces which were pummeled by ferocious winds, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power. North Korea has fired a single short-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast. It's the first such test since June. Japan's defense minister estimated that the missile reached a maximum altitude of 50 kilometers. It fell outside of Japanese territorial waters. There was no reported disruption to shipping or air traffic. BBC News.